You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Holy Days in Jesus. Let's just jump right into this today. I got something important that I'd like to show everybody about the holy days, about Jesus. You know, I've been telling you that the government lies to us, and most of you that listen to this station, you're intelligent, you understand that. Well, I've also been telling you that big organized religion lies to us also, and I'm going to show you one of their lies, a big whopper. How would you like proof from the pages of your Bible that the Shroud of Turin that the Catholic Church promotes is a fraud, it's a fake, it's a lie? I can show you very easily from the pages of your Bible. Let's take a look at John chapter 20, verse 1. It says, "Now the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, 'They've taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've laid him.' Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. They both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths, plural, more than one, lying there. Yet he did not go in." This is the key. "Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths, plural, look it up in your Bible, it's there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes." So here's the Catholic Church lie. They say this Shroud of Turin, that's what Jesus was wrapped in when he was buried. It's a lie. First of all, it's cloths. There's more than one. It's not a one-piece shroud. Second, there's more than even two. There's a handkerchief, which is the prayer shawl. It's Jewish custom. You're buried with your prayer shawl wrapped around your head. And it was sitting there by itself. When Jesus was resurrected, first thing he did is he took that prayer shawl off of his head, folded it up neatly, and placed it where his head laid. And all of the other cloths, multiple, that he was wrapped in, strips of cloth, they're all laying in a heap on the floor. Folks, this pagan image that they have, this counterfeit that they've come up with, the false Jesus that they want to sell you, has nothing to do with the real Jesus. Let us create man in our image, Jehovah God, that all things were made and created, were done through him and by him. He didn't go to church on Sunday. He didn't keep Passover. He wasn't resurrected on Easter Sunday. The Shroud of Turin is a fake. Folks, if they're lying to you about that, what else are they going to lie to you about? You really need to take your Bibles out and forget about all these lies that they have told you and read it and let God show you the truth. If you pray and you ask him and you seek him diligently, you will find him. He promises us this in the Bible. Ask him and pray that he shows you.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.